Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. Joining us by phone now, Nick Bartels, a senior and video maker at Lakeside Lutheran High School in Lake Mills, Wisconsin. Nick, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you.
Also, you're a presenter for the Gospel Outreach with Media online conference, presenting on making videos that promote your school and your Lord. Nick, tell me a little bit about your career as a video maker at Lakeside Lutheran High School.
Well, I started around sophomore year. I took the videography course here at Lakeside, and I really got going making videos. We did a few introductory things like a movie trailer, like we did for that video. Also, like a commercial, stuff like that. And I just got interested in it. I like filming and editing. And then it kind of prolonged. And then Mr. Ackbarth asked me to help him out with a video on the movie trailer. And that's what I wrote about. So it's a fun experience. I liked it.
Well, very good. Now, I assume you're in school right now and missing out on class. It was nice of your teachers to let you out of class to come talk with us today. What class are you missing right now?
I'm not missing any. I'm just missing the work day because it's homecoming week here.
Uh-huh.
And we're working on floats and all that stuff. And I'm actually doing, because we have videos for our homecoming thing, and we're actually doing that. So I was just editing before, but so it's looking good. We're doing that.
So right now you're editing videos for homecoming?
Right, yep. And we just do it based on the football team and Warriors, and then just who they are playing, their opponent, and then just incorporating. You have to have, like, your senior class, which I'm doing, like, 2017, and different stuff like that. It's pretty fun, and we do that every year here at Lakeside.
What do you enjoy about video? What is it that that drew you in that you enjoy it so much?
I just like seeing the finished product and just seeing, like, what I see I can portray through making videos. I just like doing that a lot and just seeing what the finished product looks like and stuff like that.
When making a video to promote your school, and as you say in your title, and your Lord, when promoting a Christian school, where do you begin with topics? How do you start brainstorming topics for your video, and where do you go from there?
Yeah, that's the hardest part, in my opinion, coming up with a good idea. And the thing is just finding, it doesn't have to be necessarily one big topic, but incorporating different aspects of it. And that is probably the hardest part, in my opinion, just because it's hard. Sometimes you're lacking creativity or something like that. But once you get going on that topic, then it's pretty simple after that.
And then once you've got your topic, where do you go from there? Your topics, I should say. Where do you go from there?
Yeah, after I get the topic, I normally just put in a storyboard, which is, you can do it on a computer or a sheet of paper, and then you just write out the shots you're trying to get and like which angles you're going to do for those shots. And then that way you have kind of a plan of what to get, so you don't just go out there and try to film stuff, but then end up not getting what you intended to get in the end.
What do you look for when you're considering what equipment to use, whether camera or other equipment? What do you look for?
Looking for something with obviously good quality, like 1080 HP is what I like to film in. I really like to use slow-mo a lot. I think that's something different and unique. I really like that. And just making sure that the picture itself is nice and steady. Like, the camera's not moving around a lot. It's hard to watch. So just making sure it's easy and nice, flowing, easy to watch, stuff like that.
And so once you have content, once you've recorded that content, where do you go from there once, you know, when you start filming? But I guess, do we really call it filming anymore? Do you use film?
Yes. You can. Our old cameras have film, but right now it's all digital. Mm-hmm. So you can just, it's like almost putting pictures on your computer and then just putting them on your computer drive. And I don't like it a lot. It's really simple compared to, I'm not a big fan of using the tape anymore because I'm just so used to the digital. So, but then once you're done with that, you just put them on your drive and then you can put them into the editing software, and you can go from there.
What does the cutting room look like for you when you're, what are you looking for when you start that initial editing and putting things together?
I look for just what I was trying to get from the shot. So anything like that I didn't want, I'll just cut out of it. But other than that, just making sure that it looks nice and what I really wanted to get in the beginning.
Why is it important to you as an artist, as a video maker, to consider different shots, different angles different views as you're putting together your video. Why is that important?
It's just important because you don't want it to be plain and boring. You want it to be unique. And the different angles have their own unique perspectives. And just seeing it and being creative is the biggest thing with your angles. And it just makes it look all around better.
I think when it comes to viewing videos, our brains are kind of trained to expect a different perspective after a certain amount of time. Don't you think?
Yes, I completely agree with that. And as the year keeps going, it just keeps getting better. Or as the years go along, it just keeps getting better and better, the video quality in today.
Oh, any favorite effects, or why do you use effects in your videos?
They really make the video look better itself. Like, I use one effect I really like using. It's called three-way color corrector. And it really saturates the video, makes the colors really pop. And it just, the before and after is really, really a game changer.
And then when producing a video for your school, to promote your school, a Christian school, I gather you have lots of images. How do you tie it all together?
Yeah, it's basically, if you have music in it, you'll want to line it up with the music, but just making sure to get everything you want your school to, you know, because anyone can see it. If it's going on YouTube or something like that, you just want them to get the best of Lakeside.
And then I gather, do you use voice in some of yours? Do you use voiceover
right.
in some of your videos?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and I would like using that. We have a sound room here at Lakeside, and it's just a room completely in, like, it's almost like a styrofoam, and no sound gets in or out. So if you're in there, the sound stays in there. And it's really nice and helpful for the video.
What do you, when you're looking at other videos that promote schools, what do you look for when you're looking at other videos?
I just compare them to our school and just look at maybe something that we could put in or something that we have that they might not have, and just try to incorporate that and just watch it and see how we compare to them.
Nick, what do you think about being invited to be a presenter for the Gospel Outreach with Media online conference? What do you think about that, being invited as one of the presenters?
Oh, yeah, it's a very unique opportunity, and I'm very thankful for it. And I definitely, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I'm really excited about that.
How is it, you know, being a high school senior, a high school student, and being a part
right.
of this conference, what do you want other students to know as they're thinking about how to use media for gospel outreach? What do you want them, what are some things perhaps you want them to consider when they're thinking about what they're doing online, whether it's conversations or even producing materials to post online? What do you want them to think about?
I would just say that don't be discouraged. People might try to bring you down about it, but just have a positive mindset and know that you're serving God and thanking Him through your videos, and you can make a difference.
Nick, what are your plans after high school?
I'm considering the Madison Media Institute or possibly the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, just because those two schools all have really good videography programs, and I'm looking into that, so I'm not for sure yet, but I'm excited about what's to come.
So continuing to study videography.
Yes. Yep.
And continuing to make more videos for your school and perhaps other schools.
Right. Correct. Yes, I'm very, very excited about that.
Very good. Well, I know that you have some work to do on your videos for homecoming for this week.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We'll let you get back to that and preparing
All right,
for homecoming.
Thank you.
God's blessings, and have a safe time at homecoming.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Nick Bartels, senior and video maker at Lakeside Lutheran High School, Lake Mills, Wisconsin. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with more of the presenters for the Gospel Outreach with Media online conference. Again, you can find the conference at gown.org. The archives of the previous conference still on that website. The new conference for this fall coming up on Monday, October 10th. You'll find new content then, but you might want to go peruse some of the content from the previous conferences, get an idea of how the conference runs, and you can also find information about the upcoming conference. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for over 90 years.